Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. Everyone has their favorite time of the year. Stacy loves the fall with the turning of the leaves. Goose likes spring because that's when the flowers all pop up. Marcia, she loves it best this time of year when the fancy of young moose girls turns to spelling bees.
All right, class. Settle, please. Once again, it is time to begin preparations for the regional spelling bee.
Woohoo!
We'll have the class competition on Friday, and the top two winners will go to Cucamonga for the regionals.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Is Marcia the local favorite?
You bet she is. Marcia is the queen bee of spelling bees.
Oh, Goose.
It's true. Marcia won the regionals last year. She's the best speller in Wildwood.
Stacy, the whole region.
How wonderful for you.
It was a group effort, really.
All right, class. Let's start. Who would like to be first? Marcia?
Okay.
Who would like to compete with Marcia? Ned?
Thank you. No. When it comes to humiliation, I can wait.
Someone else. Lily. Sammy?
I will, Miss Harbor.
Oh, good. Marcia and Tiffany, then.
Marcia! Marcia!
CJ, that'll be enough.
Sorry.
Are you girls ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I am.
Oh, go easy on her, Marcia.
The first word is redwood. Marcia?
R-E-D-W-O-O-D. Redwood.
Yes! Go, Marcia!
Excellent, Marcia. Tiffany, your word is galaxy.
Really?
Marcia, don't help her.
Class. Tiffany, galaxy.
G-A-L-A-X-Y. Galaxy.
Good for you. Marcia, your word is dollars.
D-O-L-L-A-R-S. Dollars.
Yes.
Marcia, right. Marcia.
Tiffany. Your word is presence.
Well,
she's going down.
Can I ask a question?
Hey, no clues.
Tiffany, what is it?
Is the word presence your presence is requested?
She's stalling.
Tiffany, good question.
Because then it would be P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. If it was like Christmas presents, it would be P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. If it was the town of Wildwood Presents, then it would be...
Thank you, Tiffany.
What did she say? I wasn't listening. What did she say?
I say we got another speller in the room.
Very good, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Wow. I guess you've done this before?
A couple of times.
Have you won something like the regionals?
No, not the regionals.
Well... That's okay.
I won the Southern Tri-State Championship, and I was the Eastern Seaboard Spelling Runner-Up.
Runner-Up is second place, right?
I'm very impressed.
I'm sorry, what did she win second place in? I was busy thinking.
Oh, and I won the honorable mention in the spelling bee while we were overseas, but that doesn't count.
What is honorable mention?
Usually it means fourth place.
Fourth place. I wouldn't go around advertising that one.
Why doesn't it count? Fourth place is pretty good.
Well, it really doesn't count because it was in French.
Like another language, French?
So you see, it really isn't the same thing at all.
Well, it looks like we might just have a great couple of spellers for the regional championship.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, Tiffany was once again the talk of the town. The only difference is that this time, all the talk was good. Her father, Mr. Rockler, is the richest man to ever set foot in Wildwood, and Tiffany is determined to remind folks of that fact as often as she can. After school, CJ and Ned were sitting on the floor of the general store looking through Mr. Crawford's catalog of toys.
Oh, look at this. You fill it with air and jump on it like a trampoline.
Let me see.
Don't take it. Just look at it.
I can't see.
Hey there, kids.
Hello, Mr. Crawford.
Afternoon, Mr. Crawford. Tiffany, say something in French.
Merci beaucoup.
It sounds like you're singing a song.
It's a very beautiful language. Look at this material. Don't they get anything nice here ever?
Is that where your mother is? In France?
What?
I was just wondering about where your mother is.
Don't you ever talk about my mother. Do you understand? You little bumpkin, you don't know anything.
I just wondered.
If I ever hear you or anyone talking about, you will rue the day. This town is full of nothing but crows and bumpkins.
Well, that was interesting.
Rue the day? Oh, I like it. Rue the day. Yeah, I'm going to start working that into conversation. Rue the day.
How are you going to work that into conversation? I'm not done with that page. Turn it back. She is the meanest thing I've ever seen. You think she's misunderstood?
I think she's mean and spiteful.
Yep, me too. I'm not done with that page. Give me the catalog.
You do that again, and you will rue the day.
Not bad.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Look at the fishing poles. Oh, very nice.
I'm kind of a bamboo pole guy. All that fancy stuff won't impress the fish one bit.
That mean girl is gonna be our new spelling bee champion, isn't she?
She probably will. Then we will rue the day.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Well, the preparations for the spelling bee began. The club was all doing their best so that Marcia would be the next champion.
Interplanetary.
You can't say it like that.
Like what?
Like you're trying to give her clues.
I was not.
Interplanetary. Interplanetary.
Whoa. I can't even say that, let alone spell it.
Another one!
Okay, let's see.
Relax now before the next round.
Next round?
If they come in fast, give it to them slow. You choose the pace. Don't let them rattle you. It's your spelling bee. You're in control.
Goose, you're taking this a little too far.
Right. I am in control. It's my spelling bee.
Automobile.
Automobile? That's what you give her? Automobile?
Yeah.
You insult us. You are wasting our time with words like that. Anyone can spell automobile. I want some focus here, people. This is the championship we're talking about. This is the kind of thing that will distract her and make her lose her focus. We need to look at the goal and keep our eye on that. Hey, look. Something shiny out there in the grass. Oh, maybe it's a little bit of something.
Okay, sometimes she worries me.
Automobile.
AUTOMOBI.
While the club was working on Marcia, there were preparations going on for Tiffany as well. But preparations of another sort entirely.
Okay, Tiffany. Let's go through this list of words.
Let me look at your list.
Okay.
Never mind this. I know them.
You know them all?
Yes. Is he here yet?
I believe Mr. Soto has arrived, miss.
We'll send him up directly.
Yes, miss.
Mr. Soto? I cannot believe it. You hired a spelling coach?
Hardly. I hired a detective.
Why would you do that?
My father calls it having the eye of the tiger. It's when you want something bad. He never goes after something he wants with only one plan. You need to attack from at least two directions at once.
We are still talking about a spelling bee, right?
Yes, I am without question the superior speller in this dreadful little hamlet. That is my first weapon.
Your first spelling bee weapon?
Yes, my second is intimidation. I will scare them with my very presence. You know, make them feel like they have no right to even be competing with me.
Intimidation is your second weapon.
Good, you're keeping up. My third, if the first two are not enough, is background information. Mr. Soto will go out and dig up things about the kids who I will be competing against.
Bad stuff.
Hopefully embarrassing things. Things that I can whisper in their ears just before they go on stage to spell. I want them thinking about how their most embarrassing moment will be displayed for all the world to see, if they win. It's how those of us who win, well, win. You can leave nothing to chance. I want this. I take no prisoners. I will win at all costs. I will succeed.
Tiffany, that's just creepy.
Mr. Soto, miss?
Wonderful. Send him in.
Well, the day of the regional spelling bee arrived. Most of Wildwood had come on the train to Cucamonga for the big day. The competition between Tiffany and Marcia had whipped up a frenzy of excitement in the town.
All right now. Is there anything that I can do for either of you?
Not at the moment, Miss Harbor.
No, ma'am.
Okay, will you let me know if there is?
Yes, Miss Harbor.
You're making me nervous.
Sorry. Okay, I'll just be down there if you... Oh, I'm going to go sit down now.
Tiffany?
Yes, Marcia?
Are you nervous?
I would be if there was any chance of one of these bumpkins being able to keep up with me. But there's not, and I'm not.
Oh, good.
Who are they?
Oh, they are the rest of the spellers.
Who's the girl?
That's Gabby. She's
from Modesty. She was runner-up last year and is perhaps the only one who is tough enough to stand a chance.
I thought that no one stood a chance.
Gabby, what a pleasure to meet you. My name is Tiffany Rockler. I was wondering if we could just get to know each other a bit.
Marcia! Stace! Ned! Oh, I'm so glad it's you guys!
So, how's it going?
I don't know if I can stand it. I'm so scared.
He'll do great. Just relax. You're ready.
I can't do it!
Is that Gabby?
Yeah. What could have made her so upset?
Oh, hello, you two.
Did you see what happened to Gabby?
Yes. Pity she broke down like that. And just before she's up to spell. Is that raccoon over there Shadow McMillan?
Yes, he's from...
Harmony, the town's best hope for a champion. Excuse me, I believe I'll go say hello.
She looks like a snake just before it strikes.
She's doing something. Everybody's scared of her.
Never mind her. You're prepared and you're going to win it for Wildwood.
Oh, I really, really want to.
I'm gonna go look around. Good luck, Marcia. See ya.
N-A-B-L-Y, unquestionably.
All right, that is correct. Well, that concludes the second round. And when we return, we'll have our two finalists, Tiffany Rockler and Marcia Moffitt, both from Wildwood, and they're going to pair off to determine who is this year's regional spelling bee champion. We'll take a break and recommence in 10 minutes.
Marcia, Tiffany, you are both doing wonderfully. Oh, this is so exciting.
I know.
Marcia, how do you feel?
Well, I'm just surprised I made it this far.
As am I.
Well, I'm not. Now, you just relax, both of you. Oh, Mayor Boggs.
Mayor Boggs?
You've done well, Marcia. I underestimated you.
Thanks.
I wanted to chat with you before...
Marcia, come here. Now.
Stacy, I'm so nervous. I don't think
Listen. Listen to me.
What's wrong?
Tiffany has been going around to all of the spellers and saying terrible things to them. Things that'll scare them or embarrass them, upset them, whatever, to make them lose.
Well, that explains a lot. We gotta tell Miss Harbor.
She's not cheating. There aren't rules for this kind of meanness. Who'd have thought someone would do something like this just to win a spelling bee? Do not let her talk to you. She'll make you angry or embarrassed.
Of course she would. The only reason she hasn't done it yet is that she didn't think I'd get this far. She'll try to embarrass me. Oh, she knows about all the things I've knocked over, all the times I've slipped on the ice, all the time.
Enough. You can't let her win this way. You need to get tough.
I've got it.
What?
CJ's gonna keep Tiffany occupied long enough for me to tell you.
What's going on?
Well, I know how you can win. I know how you can beat Tiffany.
Beat Tiffany.
She said things to all the spellers.
I know. CJ and me, we just talked with Gabby. Now listen to me. All you have to do before you both step up to the stage is tell her that her mother is in the audience.
Her mother's here?
No, she isn't.
Who knows where she is? All you have to do is say anything about her mother and she'll flip her lid. She'll go nuts. She won't be able to spell her own name.
That's the meanest thing I think I've ever heard.
I know. Oh, you mean like bad.
Ned, that's cruel.
It's exactly what she's been doing to everyone else. I say, give her a bit of her own medicine.
All right, everyone out into the seats now. We're getting ready to begin again.
You know what to do, Marcia.
Stace?
I don't know.
Marcia, you are doing so well. How do you feel?
Miss Harbor, how important is it to win?
Well, I'm not sure I understand the question.
I can win.
I think you can win.
No, I mean, I can win. If I do something that is really mean, something that will only hurt a very mean person, if I do this thing, I will win today.
I see.
How important is it to win?
Sit down, Marcia. It's good to win. It's good to try your best. It's good to be tough. But it's a very bad thing to win if you have to cheat.
Oh, I don't have to cheat. I just have to be really mean.
What would Jesus think of your being really mean in order to win?
Well, she doesn't worry about that. She's been terrible to everyone and she might win. Is that what Jesus wants?
He doesn't want you to win if you have to act like her.
What would happen if I did?
Oh, I don't know. You might win the championship and lose the respect of your friends. You might win first prize and be miserable because you didn't win it without hurting someone, even if they are very mean themselves. Do it right, Marcia. You might win and you might not. But most of all,
you want to make God smile.
Yes, you do. Where did you hear that?
Papa Chuck.
They're ready.
You all right?
I think so.
Marcia, make him smile.
Marcia, this is a big moment for both of us. I certainly hope you don't do anything to, well, embarrass yourself like you did last spring.
Marcia spelled conciliatory. I thought I was going to go through the roof.
I was so nervous for her, I chewed my nails to the nub. Mom's going to scream.
Oh, here she comes.
Marcia!
We are so proud of you, Marcia. Oh, Shh, everyone, here they come.
And now I am proud to introduce you to this year's Regional Spelling Bee Champion, Tiffany Rockler.
Thank you all. I am very honored to have won this for the town of Wildwood.
Miss Tucker, where's my father?
He saw you win, but had to rush off. It was an emergency. He was very proud, though.
I would especially like to thank my teacher, Miss... Where's Miss Harbor?
Oh, here, Tiffany.
There you are. And I would like to thank all the tutors who prepared me over the years, and mostly for my father, who is my constant source of inspiration and guidance. Thank you all.
She is the Spelling Bee champion. But you, Marcia, you are the big winner today. You made God smile.
Thanks. She was very, very good.
You did great.
I knew you were good, Marcia, but I didn't know you were that good. Anybody got Band-Aids? My fingers are a mess.
Tiffany wins another one. She didn't need to do all of that mean stuff. She's great.
I'm very proud of you, Marcia. We all are.
Thanks, Miss Harbor. Hey, there's my mom.
Hey, there's all our parents.
Train's leaving. Let's go home.
Dictionary. You have a way to know what's right, no doubt. Why? 'Cause we have God's word, it's all spelled out. So when I'm tempted, I'll just say N-O, no how, no way. And to God, I'll say okay.
Okay!
So let my life
L-I-F-E
spell out his love.
Eye of the Tiger was written and directed by David Carl. The song, Spell Out His Love, was written by Sandy Howell. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes.
Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.